you feel about the comparison to your books to Harry Potter?
Oh, I love it. I'm like a huge Harry Potter fan. I'm a massive Harry Potter fan. And in really, you know, there was a dark time. I think many of us can remember it. It was in 2004, I think. It was in that deep trough between Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix and Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. Right. 2 years that we all... It was a difficult time for all of us. And I started playing with the story in that time in a kind of almost a fan fiction-y way, just to see, you know, I'm going to rewrite the story and sort of think about ways that it could be kind of more like my life.
So it is autobiographical.
In many respects.
Even though it's fantasy.
Yes.
These are college students that are going to... that's why I say Harry Potter for adults, because they are basically magic university of sorts. And they... Right, they're outsiders, they're depressed, they have a lot of kind of characteristics of what I was like. Oh, yeah, I related to those feelings when I went to university, trying to find my way. Are you saying that was the... what's the autobiographical part?
Well... I think a lot of the story is about them after they graduate. I thought a lot about what it would be like when you get gone out of a school for magic. You know, you would no longer have your avuncular advisor. There'd be no sort of Dumbledore or Gandalf. Nobody's going to say, you know, here's this ring. Things are very bad, but here's this ring. There's a volcano over there. Take the ring, put it in the volcano, and everything's going to be fine. There was nobody. There was nobody who would say that.
No direction.
There was no direction at all. And you just had to figure out what volcano to put your ring in, and no one would tell you. And you never knew afterwards, was it the right one? I felt very lost and unadvised. So it becomes much more a story about people trying to figure out, not so much, you know, we're going to use the magic and defeat evil. It becomes much more about trying to figure out what is magic for.
And has J.K. Rowling responded to your books? Has she ever said anything about them?
I sometimes hear her talking to me. But I don't think it's really her. No, she never has responded. I worried a little bit that she would respond legally through her lawyers. But she never. I did meet J.K. Rowling once, though.
Right, because you were writing a piece for Time magazine. You were also the for Time magazine. You do book reviews and cover stories.
That's
and
right,
some tech stories.
Yeah, Time sent me as the most socially awkward member of the staff. Time sent me to Edinburgh to interview J.K. Rowling. I was writing The Magicians at the time, and I'm super proud to say that I didn't tell her about my book that I was writing. I held back because I'm a professional journalist.
Sure. Yeah. And how? What was it like to meet her?
It was great. It was really great. She's super, super brilliant, and just really just determined, and steely, and smart, and also warm. And you super want to be her best friend. It was a great experience. I'm not even going to stop short of saying it was a magic experience. It was a really magic experience.
Yeah. And it inspired you to write, or what was your kind of takeaway?
Yeah, it was really inspiring. I did put in like a coded question where I was sort of like, well, you know, I was really interested in the character of Dudley Dursley. I felt a lot of empathy for Dudley, which is because I'm a bad person. And I thought, well, it must be really hard to be Dudley because you're, you know, this wretched, your wretched sort of puke of a little cousin who's living in your house gets to go to Hogwarts and eat magic food and do magic. Dudley likes food. He likes his food. He's a foodie. How hard would that be? You know, wouldn't you feel envious? Wouldn't you feel as though I was left behind? Why him and not me? I made this eloquent speech to J.K. Rowling, and I remember her response verbatim. It's so clear in my mind. She said, "Oh, please."
That was it?
That was the whole response, yeah.